Well, good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Ray Hospitality, and I am joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you today, Michelle?
I'm wonderful, Stephanie. How are you?
Fabulous. And what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about, we'll be sharing some tips on how to train back of the house team members to successfully have those interactions with front of the house duties, right? So when they're stepping out of their role, what are those things that we should be paying attention to when it comes to having those interactions with customers, training back of the house, hospitality professionals on, you know, customer service needs and what is required and tailoring that approach. Can be very unique, right? Because they are not necessarily hired to have that interface with our guest, but we want to make sure that they do know how to, so that the guest experience doesn't get damaged because a team member wasn't just, you know, maybe they weren't just comfortable or they didn't have the tools to have those interactions. Are you excited?
I am. All right, let's kick it off. What are we going to start off with?
Beautiful. So I have a few strategies that I want us to have a quick conversation around. So any effective things that we can do to tailor this training, like I just mentioned, to make sure that they're ready. So customized training programs, developing training programs specifically designed for these back of the house team members, right? Emphasizing the importance within the role and when they are, you know, either off duty or when they're stepping out of that role or when they walk from one area to the next, to make sure that it makes sense to them. So customizing that training and tailoring the content to address those specific responsibilities. Because even though I wasn't hired to perhaps serve a table, if I walk through the restaurant, I should be able to know how to address a guest if needed, right? Like things like, you know, focusing on specific pieces that have to do with quality or with cleanliness or efficiencies. What do you think about this?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And especially too, the customized training is because for front of the house, you may have your team members have come from other properties, have come from other restaurants. And so then they may already have the basics of hospitality 101, where the back of the house, they may have come from a different industry, or they may be also too just starting off their industry. So the way that you're training, you may have to go just more talking about that foundation for the basics and then building upon it instead of just assuming, oh, they already know about that, so I don't have to go on that training. And then like how you had mentioned, now they're walking through the public area and then there's that one guest that is like, oh, all the guests aren't smart or all the employees aren't smiling or having that engagement or that conversation. And it may be that because the employees, you know, weren't trained of just making sure that they have that foundation and the basics of hospitality.
Yes, which leads me to my next point, which is role playing. Yes. So when you're, you know, creating these simulated real life customer interactions and scenarios that are relevant to back of the house staff, this will allow those employees to really practice in responding to the customer inquiries or maybe to complaints or any requests that they may have, and make it in a more supportive environment, because now they're able to step out of their comfort zone and they're practicing with a peer what a real life situation could look like.
Yes, I love how you said support as well, and making sure that it's in a safe environment, that everyone feels comfortable in knowing that this is just practice. You know, this isn't a test of, you know, pass or fail, because especially when it comes to role playing, some of the employees may be a little bit more shy, you know, being in front of everyone, like with public speaking, or they may know the standards, but then now they're second guessing themselves on the standards. So especially as the leader, you want to making sure that when you're doing the role play, that you're creating a supportive and a friendly environment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next one for me would be cross training. So finding those opportunities where if you are able to have one of those back of the house team members step into the role of a front of a house team member, that creates this gigantic new world of opportunities. Not only they are able to see if they would like to try those waters, but then on the other hand, it will help them understand what that looks like. Many times when we talk housekeeping / front desk, we go down that rabbit hole and we say, you know, we want to make sure that they are being cross-trained so that the front desk understands the pain that housekeeping goes through and vice versa. Well, with back of the house team members and front of the house team members is the exact same thing, especially in food and beverage and other areas. Like, you know, the team that is doing your public areas, or that is, you know, whatever that looks like, where you're now allowing them to step into this new role, this new world, and can understand each other's worlds better, right? This allows them to gain a better understanding of each other's roles and the challenges that they go through. And, you know, you foster teamwork for sure, and then collaboration. And now they're able to start mimicking what they see out there on the floor and start delivering that exceptional customer service.
Absolutely. And you'll be surprised that it'll be that one time too that they happen to be walking in the public area and you're needing help. You're carrying, you know, maybe you're in the restaurant, you're carrying so many dirty dishes, and then they're happy to be right there. And then they're, you know, they understand what you're going through, or you understand what they're going through. And now you're building that teamwork and that collaboration, because at the end of the day, it's making sure that we're taking care of the guests, but then also too is supporting each other instead of just being like, oh, nope, go fend for yourself.
And then my last point is my favorite, leading by example.
Yes.
So if you are a back of the house leader, it doesn't matter if that's your world, and, you know, make sure that your uniform looks crisp and impeccable at all times. Make sure that when you are walking those front of a house areas, you're engaging with eye contact and you're saying hello and you're being inviting, right? Demonstrating exemplary customer service behavior as a manager, as a supervisor is critical. Because that's really what's going to set the tone for those team members that you lead, right? So absolutely. Make create that as a standard for yourself and for your departments. It's absolutely important. Leading by example, by, you know, treating every single team member with respect and addressing them the same way that you would address a customer yourself or a guest, right? And finding ways in way you can prioritize getting out of your way to show them what that looks like and what that makes them feel. So that way they can understand, how is the guest going to feel if I make the time to say hello to everyone that I cross paths with, from my way from the bakery to the buffet when I'm delivering something?
Yes. And that, you know, to go along what you're saying with every employee is, we've said it on so many previous episodes, is making sure too that this training is going with all your employees. That means all shifts, because there's a lot of times that we know for our back of the house, especially on the overnight shift or the third shift, you know, that's when they are coming out to the front of the house because they're doing all of the magic for when the guests are getting up the next day. But especially for you and I, where we live in cities where we handle a lot of international travel and even the time difference, that people's sleep clocks, you know, they may be getting up extra early to going to an early morning flight or to an early morning meeting, or they may be just arriving because either of flight delays or just because of the time difference that their sleep clock hasn't got that onto the local time, or maybe they're just a night owl as well, and they want to explore and see, you know, kind of behind the scenes of how the magic happens. But we want to making sure too is, you know, our third shift, overnight shift, is having all of this training as well. It's not just saying, oh, our restaurants only open from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. So that's only the you know, the shifts that we cover. However, we do still have our night cleaners as well. That's cleaning the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. And we tend to not give this topic much importance. And if you think about it, at the end of the day, they're still impacting this experience one way or another.
Yes. Exactly. And I'd have to say we've covered it a little bit too before, as you know, with our back of the house, but then also to our vendors as well, as, you know, understanding their role. You know, we may have a vendor that delivers our linen. And now understanding that where they have to park their truck, how are they getting into the loading dock, especially too if the hotel happens to be on a busy street where the hotel itself really doesn't have a loading dock, and understanding what they're going through. And then also too, what does that look like from the guest point of view? Maybe they're walking out of the front doors and they see, oh, that's, you know, the hotel linen. I have a quick question of, you know, how do I get to Starbucks or wherever it may be? But it goes also to both ways of understanding what their role is, and then also too for the vendors to understanding our role.
Yeah, absolutely. This is definitely a topic that we don't pay much attention to. And I feel like we could definitely do a round two of this, because I know that at least I have like five more things that I could think of that are tips that are super useful. And I know that you do too. So maybe that's what we'll do. We'll have another episode to make sure that we round it up. But if we move into our WTF moment, Stephanie, what would you say that is for you?
I would have to say, well, it goes along the lines of the cross training. So here I was working at a restaurant. And so there was a process in place of how, when we were bringing back the dirty dishes. And then when I first came into the restaurant and learning the system, then I was just like, oh, you know, they're just making us do more work. The back of the house, you know, they don't understand of the timeliness of service. They're just standing back here. We should just be able to drop the dishes and leave, and then talk about the cross department. So then part of our onboarding is we had to spend time in the back working with stewarding, working with culinary, and then really eye-opening of seeing what they have to go through on a day-to-day basis. So then even just saying, you know, like, thank you so much, because there is probably that one time that you need to drop your dishes and run because you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot something. And so really having that appreciation, but then also too of understanding why that process is in place. It's not just because, you know, they're trying to make your life harder, but there is a process in place and you have to know it. How about for you?
I love that. So for me, it is along the lines of the tip of leading by example. I remember earlier in my career, I was the general manager at a restaurant, and there was a guest that literally was, you know, fairly upset and wanted to speak with a chef. And as you know, I went to the back and I spoke with chef and I explained what was going on and gave him a little bit of background. And immediately he stands up, he's super gung-ho to go talk to the guest and has a great attitude about it. Super sweet person, but his coat looked terrible. It was like the entire menu was on his coat. And I'm thinking to myself, do I tell him, change your coat? Usually they have an extra coat hanging behind their door. Do I tell him to change his coat, or, you know, is he really going to go in the front of a house with a dirty coat? I'm not sure, right? So I felt at that moment that the guest experience was more important than perhaps my relationship with him, and I could mend that with time. And I decided to speak up, and I told him, do you think that you want to change your coat? Oh yeah, yes, of course. So I was so glad that I actually brought it up, because he would have gone out there and, you know, you have a guest who's complaining about sloppy food, and now you have a chef that looks sloppy himself. So it was an interesting moment, a pivotal moment where, you know, the two of us came together and we were able to save the day in a much better way than it could have gone otherwise. So that's my moment.
Awesome. I love it.
All right.
Take care of your back in the house.
Yeah. Stephanie, do you have any last minute tips? And again, I think we have to do a second round of this topic because we really don't talk about it enough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really have to say is, you know, we always talk about put yourself in the guest shoes, but this is a perfect example of put yourself in your colleague's shoes, no matter if they are front of the house or the back of the house.
Yeah, totally. So reviewing, we talked about customizing your training programs, looking at injecting some role playing into the way you train your team, cross training so that they can get a better view of the outside world, and then leading by example. So again, both of us strongly believe that we start implementing these strategies that you can definitely effectively train your back of the house team members in hospitality on what that customer service experience needs to look like, right? And empower them to contribute in a positive way to the overall guest experience. So thank you for being on the other side, and we will see you very soon.
See you later.